a.m. on 103.7 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Big Bay Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
Oh, my gosh. 7:06 on this Thursday. NFL football tonight. I don't even know what the network is. That on Fox, Hall of Fame game? What is it? Flow Sports. I don't know. So, it's a game that nobody really cares about in terms of you got teams. The starting quarterback
NBC
was
tonight.
Is it what?
NBC tonight.
Okay, and who's the quarterback? It's a rookie quarterback that's getting the start tonight. What teams are playing? Is it Seattle?
No, Panthers in Arizona. So, Carson Beck.
Yeah, who's
Beck?
The quarterback from Carson Beck from Georgia. Yeah. I mean, he's from Georgia to Miami. Obviously he was a what choice did he go in the draft for Arizona? Was he a first rounder? I can't recall. 661-1037. We'll visit with Joe Klein here in just a minute. If you want to be a part of the show, love to have you. I saw where Mike Hager, Raj, has been gone or something. We're glad to have him back. Oh, here, hold on a second.
Hello, Colonel.
We're also, we've got some, here's the deal, too. If you've got something you want us to play, we certainly don't mind you putting in a request like that. It's been a while since we played Alan from Conway.
Trying to find it.
Again, you've heard us say that we're in a major challenge here, switching systems that somehow we didn't get all of our stuff switched over, so we're having to go back and try to figure it out where it's at.
I don't know if it's some of it is. I assume all of it's been
hopefully
over.
We didn't
some
lose
of it's
it.
Not
yeah,
labeled.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
of it's not. Pardon?
Culture.
That's what I just said. Yeah, let's get trip on it.
Yeah,
trip's all over.
661-1037. Oh, somebody said about Imam Shamalama Ding Dong.
Right.
Another great movie, and I like this one. We'll see if Christian likes it. Unbreakable. Do you like that one?
Oh, I
can't.
I never
saw it.
It's just sort of, again, different. It was a Bruce Willis is in it, and it's an interesting storyline.
The plane crash?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about the beginning.
That's all I know.
I just remember it's a very intense scene at the end, what was going on, the buildup. But, yeah, I thought it was good. And that introduced you to another one called Split and Glass and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Right.
Do you have Joe, by the way?
No, he didn't answer. Went to voicemail.
No.
I thought maybe he's on his way down there. I told him at this time of day, coming down here, it's all highway. It's like an extra 10 minutes. For him, if you're coming down to Hot Springs, Joe.
Someone says here, David from the 870. David is so tan he looks dirty.
Yeah.
All right. Is that true?
I don't know.
Huh? Do we? No. Also, too, we want to thank Hotel Hot Springs who put us up last night. Put up Rick Schaefer tonight, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Rick is coming over here for the baseball weekend. You know, here in Hot Springs, you got the big baseball weekend, and if you love baseball, especially if you're over the age of probably 40. You've got some legendary people here. I don't have the list in front of me, but I remember it was a really impressive list.
Right.
Rick's been coming to that every year, and he's bringing his brother this year.
Oh, very cool.
So do want to thank the fine folks from Hotel Hot Springs for putting them up. And, of course, our friends at Oaklawn, we appreciate them for sponsoring our studio where Christian is. And we've got a couple more Summer of Adventure items like tomorrow. Going to be in Hope, Arkansas, in the Democrat Gazette. I don't know if you saw it today. Big story on 50 years to the Hope Watermelon Festival.
Hey, that guy right there. Look at that, Joshua.
One of your regular competitors for trivia.
I hadn't seen him in a while. You going to be at trivia tonight?
Yes.
Okay, looking forward to it.
I like it. Look at that. Okay. Also, too, want to say give a shout-out to Shane Jones. From Austin, Texas, but working here now, he walked up and goes, strength and honor.
Strength and honor.
Listen, you're never a stranger when you go strength and honor.
You're never a stranger. You've just been welcomed in. Jewel Labs, J-U-U-L Labs, is where it was.
Someone said, I'm sorry, I hate you guys didn't have the cameras out because we could have seen what Rebecca looks like. How would you describe Rebecca, James? What would you say? I don't know. She had her 609 shirt on.
Yeah, she's been supporting us. She was upset like a few other people when Tommy left.
Here's one. Former Atlanta Braves Dell Murphy is speaking Saturday morning. That's a good get. We've You know, that's and Steve Arison has done. Of course, there's a new director now, Devin. I think it's White. I believe I met him at the races. Yeah, good. Was it
Devin?
But yeah, but Dale Murphy, man, that's a great gift.
Sure.
I hear when school buses hit the road next week, get the word out. Flashing Reds, kids ahead. Enjoy listening as always. That's Danny Rivas.
Hey, thank you, Danny.
So nobody's in school this week. I think some folks had actually were in school this week.
I think some schools started this week.
Okay.
Maybe Maul Mill or something, but
yeah, I was thinking there were one or two. Here's one. Another request. Again, if you want things played, we'd be glad to get to them again. Must play Key and Peel football player names.
Sure.
We need to find out if we're going to get Danny West tomorrow, too, while we're down in the Hope.
Hey, shout out Steve Hill and Jeff Thomason. Community Coffee are going to be stopping by today as well. They are going to be overseeing the free community coffee that we're giving away today.
Rogers, I mentioned yesterday I got a chance to watch practice. Let me tell you my thoughts on the quarterbacks. When you got A.J. and K.J., mm-hmm. K.J. Jackson, A.J. Hill, they're both really big and physical. As a matter of fact, if you just glance, I can't tell them apart because they're both big and physical.
Right.
They both, their games to me look similar. I think K.J. Jackson, hey, buddy, how you doing? K.J. Jackson is going to be the starter. I just think he's got more experience. He's older. They're paying him probably $800,000. Remember, he and Quincy Rhodes were the guys that they agreed to come back the minute they announced him. So I don't think that guy's going to be riding the bench. But they're both big and physical, so you can expect to see probably in that offense, the use of him with his legs and his arm. Saw some good receivers yesterday, but we don't know who's going to step up. Are we going to have any playmakers? I don't know. But they got a lot of receivers. They got 400 DBs, defensive backs. I mean, so many of them, and there are two or three that probably the best. Offensive line, you had some additions. There's a kid who's a right tackle. He's 6'7", 350 from Louisiana. He was real impressive. I was like, who in the heck is that guy? It's Bryant Williams is his name.
Hey, Bryant.
They've got on one side of it, you got Caden Kittler, who was our guy. We had him last year. He was a center, and a guy named Kobe Branham. That side of the offensive line looks really impressive. The other two guys, I think it's Broussard and Breland. I'm not sure. We'll see. We'll see how they develop. But but the running back room looked good. They got good looking running backs. You know, Sutton Smith and our guy from Saline County,
Braylon Russell.
He looks the part. Can he stay healthy? And then on the defensive side,
that's the thing. Come on, Braylon. Listen, we're all Razorback fans. There's a little bit extra oomph in our Woo Pig when it's an Arkansas kid. You know, we're looking at that as well because we've been watching you for a longer
time. That's right. Yeah, it's his year to step up. You got Jade Platt at tight end who was there last year for the Razorbacks. On the defensive side, Quincy Rhodes. You got a kid named David Oakey who looks the part, but he hasn't delivered with the numbers. He's been hurt. Can he deliver? Can he finally have a good year? Linebacker, they look you know good. And so I just don't know how good they're going to be. I don't want to say.
You can't say a lot because of the two hats you had to wear.
Plus, too, we haven't seen them in pads.
Right.
I think this team overall doesn't have the talent level that others do. But let me tell you, that coaching staff, if they work those guys like they did yesterday, and they work hard like that coaching staff did yesterday, that coaching staff looked like they're all, hey, we got something to prove.
Right.
We're going to outwork you. I like that. I like
this. Well, that's the other part that I wanted to hear about was the coaching staff to see how you did. And you expect them to say all the right things and do all the right things, but there's a part of you that has been around so many of them since Petrino, Bielema, Chad, whomever else. So many of them have come and gone that you can look at him and go, yeah, that's a guy, that's a coach, that guy knows what he's doing, and the intensity in him and all, and that these guys they may find some urgency in this thing because they understand portal and NIL.
Well, the other thing I mentioned, I enjoyed watching Silverfield because I kept an eye on him. I enjoyed watching him coach the different positions because he's coached all those positions over his 25 years of coaching. He's coached defensive line. He's been in the NFL. He's coached offensive line. And it was fun to watch him. I want to see that. I'd love to see a head coach come over here, tell me what I need to be doing while he's got other coaches doing that too. Right. I'm not saying Sam didn't do that. I'm not saying Bielema didn't do that. I just like to see it. I don't think a lot of head coaches do that because you're paying $7 million in assistant coach fees. But again, the thing that I, Roger, again, the takeaway for me was sort of, I remember what it was like doing this. These kids, It's a different era now. You know, a lot of them are one-and-doners or been here 2 years or 1 year. I remember I gave 5 years, and every year I want to do the best. Can we get to the Cotton Bowl?
Sure, can we
get to the Cotton Bowl? That's what we want. Can we get to the Cotton Bowl? And we want to deliver for the players. You know, when I got up there, Roger, I remember, I think, there's a kid down in Lake Village who's watching. There's a kid over in West Memphis who's watching, and he loves the Razorbacks. And I want to give my hardest, I want to give my best effort so I can represent the Razorbacks. And it was just sort of cool. You know, these kids have no clue, because most of them from
around here. We're a microwave society now. I mean, we've been a microwave society forever and ever and ever. Let's hurry up and get this thing done. There's so many things that all the technology and all of that has made our lives a lot easier. We're more susceptible to getting sick. We don't go out and get in the sun as much as we did back when we were kids and doing all that. And the other part of it was, as a fan, there's a lot of fans out there who don't know and will never know what we grew up with, which was, this year's going to be so much better because David Basil's got 2 years under his belt. Billy Ray Smith's got 2 years under his belt. Watch what Gary Anderson does next year. And that's just the football and the basketball and all that. Because of the one-and-dones that have been happening back in the day when Calipari was with Kentucky or wherever else he was, and the same thing with Patino and all those guys, one-and-dones meant national championships for a basketball team. That's what was going to happen because you had the better player in the history of the world on your team, and that was going to lead your basketball team. They don't have that anymore. There's no more because there is no tomorrow, Apollo Creed. There is no tomorrow. It's now. And we lose a little bit of that. And so as a fan, we're more anxious now. We're going, we don't have patience in saying, you know, we can rebuild. You got to build it now.
Yeah, it is interesting how the kids today, all these transfer kids, that they don't, you know, they're not really coming here because they wanted to be a racer.
No,
at first.
No.
It's about, this is the best situation for me.
Yeah.
I'm not happy where I am.
That's right.
I can make money.
That's right.
It's not really because I want to play for the Arkansas Razorback. No, it's That's just right. they're here. I love the basketball guys, what they're saying. I don't know if you heard it, but Jordan Smith, is that right, Christy? Jordan Smith, right? The point guard, the outstanding point guard?
Yeah, Jordan Smith, junior.
Junior. I think he was sitting next to somebody, and Hawks Plus picked it up. He goes, "Hey, man," he said, I don't know if he knew he was mic'd up, but he goes, "Man, here in Arkansas, man, we're like the pro team, man." And he was saying, "Hey there.
Hey, lady."
He was explaining to one of the other players who doesn't know, he just said, you know, that this is their pro team. They really love us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I thought that was great to hear this kid who's not from here.
Recognizing that.
He's going to be here 1 year and be a one-and-doner. But I love the fact that they were having that kind of dialogue.
And again, growing up, you know, we didn't get a lot of play. The narrative was Razorbacks got a ton of the play. For whatever reason, whether it be in the newspaper with Orville and on TV, that was the D1 school of note for the state of Arkansas. But now we've grown up. We do support ASU. We do support Henderson and Ouachita and UCA and all those. We do support those, and we want them to go. And there's more of those out there. There's a lot of love in the state of Arkansas to go around. But Arkansas, the Razorbacks are the team of note until they're not.
Well, speaking of Arkansas State, according to Bush Jones, the I think he said the best day one that they've had at ASU. Now, how many years has he been at Arkansas State now? What would you guess?
Six.
I think that's about right. Christian, can you check that to say it's somewhere between Bush Jones at Arkansas State?
I think it's six. I'll look it up there.
Yeah, I don't think any less than that. Anyway, so apparently they had a good day today, yesterday. As I mentioned, we got the...
this will be year six.
Yeah, very good, Raj. As I mentioned, we got the Hall of Fame game tonight. Another guy, speaking of former Razorbacks that we haven't really heard from, that I thought would have a really good pro career, Treylon Burks. Is it Treylon or Treylon? I can't remember which one he is.
Depends on tomato.
So, Stephon Diggs. Was Diggs with the Cowboys at one time? Am I getting that wrong?
He was thinking of his brother, Trayvon Diggs.
Trayvon Diggs. Where was Stephon Diggs? I know last year he was
with the Pats.
With the Patriots, yeah. But before that, who was he with?
Bills for about 4 years.
Yeah. Bills, that's what it is. Yeah, so he apparently signs with Washington. But anyway, so they make that. So did you know that's where Burks is?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
So but I don't remember. Did he do much last year?
No.
You know, he was a guy that we thought, Roger, you know, that
he
was going to have a really solid pro career, but he gets over there to Tennessee. He gets hurt.
Yeah, boom.
And who did they trade? Who did they get rid of at Tennessee
that was
so controversial? A.J. Brown. Yeah, they got, boy, the fans were not happy about that. And then it didn't work out. So, Burks is a good kid. I'd love to see him have a pro career, but he's with He's there with the Commanders, too.
And I listen, you're hurt.
Yeah, I like Jaden Daniels. And so let me ask you this. How many new coaches are there, new head coaches? I'm not saying they hadn't coached before. How many new coaches, head coaches in the NFL this year?
Oh, my gosh.
The new coaches, it doesn't matter whether they've been head coach before, but there was a coaching change for 10.
With, like, 10, somewhere around there.
Roger?
You mean new teams?
I won't even ask you because the Wizard got that right. Ten new head coaches. Now,
at new places?
No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
New places.
Well, yeah, new places.
You mean like Harbaugh is now a Giant?
Yeah.
Yeah, like Robert Saleh is who was at where was he? He was at the Jets a few years ago.
Now he's with the Titans.
Yeah. So in other words, but 10 changes. So you've got 10 different coaches now. And can you tell me? Let's see if Christian can get that, because I know Roger, you probably don't. Or can you tell me? Tell me the head coach of the Vegas Raiders.
I didn't even know Vegas had a team.
Well, is Pete Carroll not there anymore?
No, so he's gone. His dad was I played against his dad.
He played
at A&M.
Where'd he come from?
That's it, JB. Yeah, his dad played quarter. It's Kubiak. Yeah, so it's Clint Kubiak,
with the Seahawks, and he waited until after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, he was offensive coordinator that won the Super Bowl last year. Yeah, who knew that, Roger? Did you know that?
Yes and no.
And remember the cussing coach that we had at the Broyles War a few years ago that was at Georgia? Yeah, he is a head coach in the NFL, Todd Monken.
Yeah.
He was with Cleveland. Right. Yeah, with the Browns. Remember that he was.
That's right. He left college.
Oh, my God. He was cussing like it was so good.
He was. I don't put up with that.
Yeah. And then there's apparently some brothers. You got LeFleur. The LeFleur brothers.
Yes, I'm home.
LeFleur, right? You got LeFleur's at Arizona.
Yeah.
And was it Matt LeFleur's the other?
LeFleur's at Green Bay. Yeah.
Yeah, man, LeFleur.
Isn't he doing your floors? and of course, the Harbaugh brothers.
LeBron's name Peter LeFleur, I think. LeFleur.
I don't know. But you got all these new coaches. And then I mentioned four Broyles Award finalists and winners. Jesse Minter at Baltimore, he was at Michigan at one time. Todd Monken, as I just mentioned, Cleveland. Jeff Hafley in Miami, he was with Baltimore.
Look at Mike McCarthy, though. Where is he?
He's with the Steelers.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's with iconic teams, the Packers, the Cowboys, now the Steelers.
Yeah, it's so.
Between all those teams, all the Super Bowls that those three teams have won, that's where that guy goes.
Is it just me, though?
I'm glad you have him, Steeler fans.
We would know all the coaches' names.
They've
been there long.
I knew all the teams' names. Yeah, I knew all the coaches. Well, I knew all the quarterbacks.
I think right now they don't give you as much. You're getting so much money that the leash is a lot shorter.
And maybe I don't know.
Yeah, the leash is way shorter. It's like you either do something or you're out in 2 years.
So there's a lot more turnover than there used to be. Used to be you would give some grace to coaches that would have a bad season or two.
Well, look at everybody. I mean, what's his name that just left the Steelers?
Tomlin.
And then before him, and then four coaches in 50 years or three in 50. The Cowboys have had as many head coaches as the Razorbacks have had in 30 years.
I want to give this out real quick, too. Unusual baby names, the list for 2025 has come out. Wait till you hear this. Ready for this? These are the girls' names, the most unusual from 2025. Earth.
Okay.
Beretta.
Wow, that's
Tsunami. Maybelline. Infant Girl.
Say again?
Infant Girl.
Huh?
Aloy.
Okay.
Mattel. These are legal names.
These are real bad.
Luxury. Linen. Elysium. And Ethereal. So that's the girls. That's the list of the girls. These are right off Social Security Administration.
Whatever happened to Alice?
These are boys. Ready for this?
Marie.
Howdy.
Oh, my God. You just ruined that kid's life. You said that boy.
Papa?
Huh?
Papa? Three.
I've heard of
the,
seven.
Three.
I've heard of seven.
Three. Matrix.
Jeez.
Whoa.
Matrix Basil.
That's our life. That's a good name.
You're the chosen one, I know. Decree.
Who?
Decree.
Right. Like a decree.
Like a decree. I know you love this
These
one, Roger.
These are all ridiculous.
you love this one. Gator.
You know what?
That's a boy or a girl's name.
Here's
you
one.
Name a girl because Gator don't play.
Here's another one. Chaos. Okay, you name a kid Chaos.
Yeah, well, you know what? Just tell her what time she starts stripping.
No, I don't.
Or is that a guy? Is that a guy named Chaos? You know, a guy named Chaos.
These are boys' names.
He's odd. Well, he's stripping too.
Demon? Well, who would name a boy Demon?
Yeah, I think Satan would.
Utah? What was it? Johnny Utah and
Point Break.
Yeah. Point Break.
Played at Ohio State.
You've got a few more. Billion? Billion Basil. B-I-L-L-I-O-N. Ferrari?
Huh?
Oxford, rayon, and corduroy. I can't say that. Can you say that?
You say corduroy?
Yeah, corduroy.
That's okay.
Well, could you imagine going to school and having your teacher go, excuse me, son, what is your name?
No. Let me see here. Let me see what the rest of the list is.
Let's meet the players from the East.
DeMarcus Williams, University of Georgia.
T.J. Jackson, Wayne State University.
Tavarius Smith King, Merrimack College.
Todd Royal, Smoochie Wallace, University of Miami.
Desquarius Green Jr., University.
Desquarius Green.
Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding me?
It's so good. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. We'll take a break. We'll get your messages. I've got the age that they say now that you reach peak happiness. And so it's not a good number for us. It's better for Justin Moore than Christian.
Is it on the horizon for me?
Yes, it's on the horizon. Roger and I have already blown by it a long time ago. And the other thing is that did you guys hear, speaking of the power of NFL, they have already, and Valentine and all of our sales staff will appreciate this, they have already sold out all the ad spots for the Super Bowl. They're gone.
Wow.
It is August, and that thing is not until February, and they are all sold. You know what? How much they sell for? You know what it's
$7 million.
$10 million.
Oh my God.
$10 million. A game will air on both ESPN and ABC. What Super Bowl, Roger? Is it go? What number?
50. No.
Come on.
Because we 64.
What do you say, Christian?
54. How old is Melinda? That's how I know now. Yeah, 54.
I mean, I could do the math if I wanted to, but I'm not going to.
But you don't want to, he says.
And the answer is 61.
61?
61.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So 58 brands in 34 different categories. Sort of sounds like the buzz. We're that way. Listen, if you want to be a sponsor too, JB, you can help me out here. You know, we have our cast of characters that all are coming back. D-Mac, Bruce James, Walt Coleman, Mark May. So everybody that we have, if you want to be a sponsor of that, call the station. See, they may already be taken, but if you want to be a part of what we do during football season, you know, Oakland's going to be sponsoring my travels on Thursday and Friday of the game. And
nice.
There's plenty of opportunities to find. We got games going on. And if you're an advertiser and want to be a part, call our sales staff and say, hey, what does it take to get on the air with these guys? So love to have you. We'd love to come to your place like we're here today.
Thank you, Dr. Jimmy Tucker, North Oro Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, they're doing North Oro Arkansas.
The songs again. Thank you very much.
Matter of fact, we may play a couple of those and our Paul's calls since we have it.
Yeah.
But we love going on the road. If you want us to be at your business, it ain't free. But we'll promise we'll do a great job for you.
We don't accept anything under the table either. I want to put that out there right now.
Come on out and see us. We're at Family
Thank
Market
you, Valentine.
Today.
Give it to Valentine. He'll give it to us.
Family Market number 4. At Albert Pike Road at Piney Junction. Come on, a lot of free stuff today.
Free Highland chocolate milk. There's a pint. Free Bahama Mama breakfasts. Free community coffee. Under $3 for a gallon of gas. Right now, on the marquee, it says $3.35. Now, it's not going to change while we're here. They've already changed the pumps. With your rewards card, costs you nothing to come.
Just got to come in and get your rewards card.
Hey, look at Strength and Honor. Under $3 is what gallon of gas is going to cost you with your rewards card, but it's only going to last at this store until 10 o'clock when we leave.
Gotcha. All right, don't go away. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Get your request in. If you've got a pause call, if you got something you want us to find in the system, did you find 609?
No, can't do it.
Call Tripp. Let's get Tripp on the
Tripp.
Presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
This
Texas Sports Center.
In the NFL, the Washington Commanders signed four-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Stephon Diggs to a one-year deal. The last Pro Bowl he made was in 2023. Last season with the Patriots, he had 1,013 yards and four touchdowns. Diggs is from Maryland and played at Maryland in college. He grew up a Washington fan. In Major League Baseball, the Cubs beat the Dodgers 7-6 as Pete Crow Armstrong went 3-for-5 with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs. That completed the sweep of the Dodgers by the Cubs. Crow Armstrong is now the favorite to win the MVP in the National League. And the Arkansas Travelers lost to the Amarillo Sod Poodles 5-3 last night. They'll play again tonight at Dickie Stevens Park with first pitch set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
A hot day is ahead. We'll expect a high of 98 degrees today in Little Rock, partly cloudy, with a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Tonight, mostly clear and warm, down to 77. Tomorrow, 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high around 96. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Thursday on the Zone, it is day 2 of preseason football camp in Fayetteville for Ryan Silverfield's Razorbacks. We'll hear a lot of talk from defensive coordinator Ron Roberts and selected Razorback defensive players. Also, I did not see that coming, plus the Red White Report, Zach Gillum coming by from Oakland, what's on tap, and anything else that we can dream up on the Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep in Sherwood. And the manufacturer has stepped up, and we're going to move some vehicles. The vehicle you've been waiting for and dream of is here, but not for long. These deals end July 31st, so hurry in right now. This is the biggest sell of the summer. I've got Ram trucks up to $20,000 off, and that includes a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. I've got the all-new Grand Cherokees up to $10,000 off. We've got the new Grand Wagoneers under $60,000 starting at $59,997. And I also got the new Rams, including the 10-year 100, starting at $39,997. We're paying top dollar for your trade. So get pre-approved at FletcherCredit.com. Shop online at FletcherDeals.com. When these deals are gone, they're gone. So get down to 5922 Warden Road in Sherwood, or call us at 501-834-7700.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar. All before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gear up and save big time with the fall kickoff sale at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall. Massive savings on back-to-school clothing and footwear, plus huge savings on camo, firearms, hunting gear, archery, and more. All on sale store-wide. Whether you're headed back to class or back to the woods, Hunter's Refuge has you covered. Plus, shop the outdoor tent sale with savings up to 75% off. See all 8 pages of deals online at huntersrefuge.com for the fall kickoff sale Wednesday through Saturday at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during the Zone. Brought to you by Washita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 1037 The Buzz.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
All right, it is 7:34. I love that story, Billy. Thank you so much. 7:34 here on this Thursday, August 6th. We're on the road. in Hot Springs, the Family Market, store number 4, the Family Market chain at Albert Pike Road in Piney Junction. Got David Hendricks Jr. join us, as well as Steve Qualls from Design Labs, who brought some new stuff by. It's popping. I've seen some familiar faces. Bruce over there, and there's Billy, and always good to see familiar faces, and met some new guys, and Shane is a new listener. I love it when you hear the story, like Shane. Hey, I'm from Texas. I moved here a year ago. I've been listening to you guys since I've been here, so we love that here. What's it here? Here, what's it? It should be good. What's the matter with you?
Can't hear you.
You can't hear.
There we go.
But anyways, great to hear when new listeners come town that they don't have any connection to us as a station, but they become listeners. So,
and they stayed. We've kept them on.
Yeah.
And they come in here and say hello, because a lot of people come up to me and go, "Hey man, are you Roger Scott from the Bud?" Yeah, go, "I hate you." Okay.
Checking in from parts unknown, as we used to say in the wrestling business, Justin Moore is with us. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good, man. Rolling down the road in the bus.
Do you know where you? Look at there. With another Morning Mayhem shirt right there.
62 years old, David.
Yeah, no, 62. We're silly.
62. So, hey, Rod, you know what we were doing last week?
Let me finish this real quick. Okay. So Justin, are you? Now I know you got your boy South with you. You guys have done Atlanta Brave baseball. You've done. Did you do the College Football Hall of Fame? Did you do that one or no?
No, we didn't make it. We just kind of ran out of time. We went to a different place yesterday, but yeah, man, that is so cool the way they've got that set up down there, where everything's just right there. And I know you guys saw it, but man, they did a really good job, especially for somebody like me with a younger kid. I mean, the hotel's there, the food. I mean,
it's perfect. It's
neat. It's not the only park we're at now, but yeah.
Roger and I were impressed. The other thing I was going to mention, that this is a big weekend here in Hot Springs, because it's a baseball weekend. Steve Arison has really created something special. Some of the big names that have come in here. And the reason you mentioned Braves, Dale Murphy is coming by. I remember back in the, I guess it was the 80s, early 80s, late 70s, you got Bob Horner, Dale Murphy, and those guys. So if you don't know, if you're a big baseball fan, you need to go online to Hot Springs, or whatever the website is for
City of Hot Springs.
And they'll have all those listed on there. But it's always, you know, when Rick Schaefer is coming over here to
he's a baseball guy.
He loves baseball.
I think he has
like 5 Hall of Famers. Christian.
Yeah, I don't know what the site is, but I think it's majesticpark.com. Mm. But
yeah,
you can go to that site too, because that's where a lot of what's going to be happening is going to be at.
That's where I played my
That's
ball.
Where we played.
That's where Babe Ruth played.
I played for Coleman Dairy.
I was with ABT.
And I played for Baskin
Arkansas
Robbins.
Arkansas Bank.
Tomorrow we'll be down in Hope at the Hope Watermelon Festival, the 50th annual. They've got watermelon eating contests. They've got seed spitting contest and such. And a lot of well-known folks have come out of that city. And I don't know what's in the water down there. But anyway, congratulations again, David, and store number 4.
Yes, sir. I'm drawing a crowd. It's been exciting.
A lot of people have been saying. Of course, you're doing the ribbon cutting at 9 o'clock, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Cut a ribbon. Yep.
David, real quick on a couple of things. Number one, the Isaiah Joe camp is the 15th.
Yes, sir.
It's still 15th. Time to register for that. IsaiahJoe.com. IsaiahJoe.com.
That's going to be at Summerwood Sports.
How many years does this make for Isaiah
this
Joe?
This is, I think, our third one.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it's been great. We love having Isaiah, and he does a great camp.
Right, we saw Moses Moody.
Yeah, Moses.
You've had him over there as well.
He had a camp at Summerwood Sports, so we love having those guys.
Boy, tell you, Isaiah Joe had a really good swing. It was Bill Ingram was telling us how good of a golfer he is. Yeah. Justin, it was the Moses Moody golf tournament, and Isaiah Joe, they were playing together. Of course, Curry's got looks like he's got
those guys,
one handicap or something.
It's unfortunate to watch Isaah just shoot out there on their gym and just,
you can see
the difference,
different look.
Such a fluid athlete.
I did, Justin, I mentioned earlier, I got a chance to watch all of practice yesterday, and one of the things that really jumped out at me is the numbers, the pure numbers that they spent money. And they got in the transfer portal, and they added a ton of people. Of course, they got freshmen in there too, but they're too deep at every position. You know, again, I'm not saying that the second string or the third stringers is a great player. I'm not saying. I'm just saying they've got at least bodies that can, you know, they're not playing the same four guys or five guys on the defensive line. They've got some backup players. And so that was a positive. And then the coaching staff, it was really sort of weird.
So is that?
Go ahead.
Sorry, I'm sure there's some crazy delay. I'm just curious, from recent years in the past, is that different?
Yeah, it is, Justin. And I was talking with Kyle Parkinson about that. Is they have not had much depth. And I don't know why, between injuries or whatever, but they went out and spent the money. They had more money this year, and they got more. They have more players, and they look the part. Now, I'm not saying they're gonna beat any particular team.
Yeah.
It's just good to see. Like, for example, they must have I got 20 defensive backs, and so they were thin at defensive backs by the end of the year last year. If you have an injury or something like that, so at least they have numbers. And then the other thing is that watching them practice yesterday. When you're not the better team, when you're not the most talented team, you better outwork, you better outplay, you better be smart, you better not make mistakes. And it was sort of fun watching this coaching staff hold these guys accountable and get after them. I'm going to tell you, they were getting after them. I'm not meaning in a bad way. I'm just saying, you know, the expectations and those coaches were flying around. And it's only practice one, and it's in shorts.
That's great.
Everybody's making All-American.
That's good.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I want to see him out working. I want to see, and the head coach, I like the head coach working. I want to see you working. I want to see you flying around the field. And he knows he's got a tough road ahead because he doesn't have as much talent. So you better at work. You better get in better shape. I'm gonna tell you, it was hot. By the end of the practice, the big boys were it was a struggle bus, and that's without pads. But it was 95 probably without the heat index. So my deal is this. Okay. They're probably not going to be the most talented on what, 9 of the 12 games they play. But that's okay. At work, be smarter, play harder, and let's see what happens.
No loafing.
Did you notice in that first practice?
Sorry. I'm sorry, Jesse. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, man. Go ahead, brother.
So when you watched his first practice compared to the previous years, what did you see with attention to detail?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. They know that's what they, you know, again, when you're not the better player, not the better athlete, you better know all the details. And so they know that. So I think that's going to be a point of emphasis to where we don't have any room for error. We've got to be good at the little things. We've got to be good at not making mistakes. And listen, I'm going to tell you, those two quarterbacks are super athletic. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be KJ Jackson. He's a good-looking kid. Again, I kept looking over there, and if when you just glance, they look the same. You know, there's a difference in height of about 2-3 inches with A.J. Hill, the kid who's coming from Memphis. But physically, they both are big, strong. I'm going to tell you, K.J. Jackson is a good-looking athlete. Again, doesn't mean he's the best player. But he'll be able to make things happen with his feet. Yep. You know, hopefully he'll be accurate. You got to have some receivers. I saw a couple of receivers. C.J. I think it's C.S. Brown or C.J. Brown. I can't remember. He's
C.J.
a good-looking. Yeah, C.J. We just need guys to step up and be big. Like this David Oakey. He acts as a good-looking player, but he's not shown up. He looks the part, but he hasn't shown up with numbers. You got to have production. You just can't look the part.
Well, he was hurt all last year.
And he was hurt, too. That's another thing, Justin. He was. He's been hurt. He's got to be healthy.
Yeah, he didn't play.
He's been there five years now. So yeah, he's got to come through and have a good year. The linebacker, you got better depth there. You got, in other words, the second string is going to come in there, and there's not going to be as much drop off. Now, is the first team player good enough to beat Georgia?
Right.
You know, most likely probably not. But if you get a bounce here or two there, and you know, they make a mistake, so they just had to play perfect ball. They got to out hustle and out work you. But again, you know, it was just weird, Justin. I was telling
my
the guys,
hope is.
Go ahead. You're good. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're good.
I was just saying, my hope is that what's been our biggest issue for losing games?
Turnovers.
I mean, there are a handful, turnovers, losing very close games. That seems to have been a problem for the last 12, 14 years, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that added depth will help in that department. When you get to the fourth quarter, instead of being so gassed, hopefully we'll have enough left in the tank to finish off some of those games.
That's correct. The other thing I was telling the guys is that it was weird for me to look around thinking, all these are all new faces. They have no connection to this program. You know, when I got here in 1981, there was connections that were from the previous generation or whatever. I mean, we've gone through now four different coaching staffs where, you know, it just to the point where this group is all sort of brand new. It's all they they're glad to be there. They're proud to be there. But it's just the realization that this is a business, that there's no. I'm looking around, and of course, a lot of my guys are dying. My teammates are gone. A lot of the administration that was here when I was here, they're all gone. And that's life.
Yeah,
it's life. But it's just sort of weird to see that. But I tell you, Justin, I was telling the boys, it was sort of good to be out there. You're out here with your buddies. You're busting. You're fighting. You're throwing up. You're trying to make it through. And that's to me what if I had to tell those guys, hey, listen. You know, appreciate your buddies around you. You know, 20 years from now, those are going to be the guys that you remember the tough times.
My gosh.
And yeah, so. My gosh. Justin, Paula just delivered, and I've been so good on my diet. She just delivered 2 pounds of French fries. Would you guys please eat some of these? I've been doing so good on my diet.
Steak fries.
You want some salt?
Paula makes the best wings.
I know. She'll be bringing those out. Can we get those on camera,
too? They're steroid injected.
Yeah, can people get these? David here, if they come in. Are they available to?
It's a nice package.
French fries. That's not special.
Do you have to order one?
We'll have them something fresh, but we can cook you something.
Yeah, it's cooked
to order.
Every day, can you do that?
We got French fries.
Okay. Yeah. Let's take a break. It's really picking up here. A lot of folks coming in. You've got ribbon cutting at 9:00.
9:00.
Who else going to be here? The mayor.
We're just going to assemble our team. We've got a lot of our vendors here, but yeah, Little Debbie's here.
Little Debbie
get you a free
Little Debbie.
A lot of freebies. So don't buy breakfast. Come here and we've got our team out in the parking lot. They'll help you get signed up on our rewards card.
Very nice.
Until 10 o'clock today, gas is under $3. That's it. Under $3.
Just pull in the parking lot, and we'll get you a card and get you ready to go.
It's the only full-service, self-service place in town right now.
That's right. No thing. No, Mr. Trump. Don't need you here. We've got the gas covered. All right?
Morning Mayhem fully assembled. We're here in Hot Springs. Christian Weaver back in the Oakland studio. Justin Moore on a bus going to somewhere. Not really sure where he's going somewhere. Going to be playing this weekend. And, of course, we'll be in Hot Springs tomorrow for the Watermelon Festival, because that's what Morning Mayhem does. We go to where the people are.
We go to the people.
50 years.
We go to the people. That's what we're going to do. We're going to. Oh, my. David, don't forget.
Oh, we got money.
Let's do one. What can we do?
We'll come back and we'll do a trivia for somebody.
All right. And I'm going to take you to the bathroom.
Factor Crap, too.
Factor Crap. We'll do Factor Crap. Joe Klein.
He just stepped up.
Yeah, why don't you go on the zone? Why don't you go on the zone, Klein?
All right.
You know what?
I'll go away. 7:47. Number 53 here, and back in my day, I was fortunate to be around some great teams, along with some great teammates. And even now, all these years later, I'm also grateful to be a part of a great team here at 103.7 The Buzz. But you know another great team that I've come to appreciate over the years? It's the team over at Edwards Food Giant, and there are 11 stores located all over the metropolitan area, including their Edwards Cash Saver stores. And let me tell you this, if you haven't been to the newest Edwards Food Giant in North Little Rock in the Lakewood Village Shopping Center, you really need to stop by there. This store is truly the most beautiful grocery store that I've ever been inside of. The layout with their huge selection and inventory, including their deli and salad bars, is the best. Of course, their meat department at Edwards will truly blow you away, too. That newest Edwards store has everything from heat and eat, meal solutions, weekly specials, to a giant wine department, to their dry-aged beef that's been temperature and humidity controlled for 28 days in their cooler, resulting in a steak that's tender, flavorful, and unlike any steak you've ever had. So see for yourself why the team at Edwards Food Giant is now Central Arkansas's favorite place to shop.
Bass tournaments and some of the best fishing spots in the state. It's Fishing Arkansas, Sunday mornings with Big Sarge and his crew. Fishing Arkansas is presented by shelter agent Jamie Marsh and Stanley Hardware. Fishing Arkansas, Sunday mornings with Big Sarge on 103.7 The Buzz.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
There's nothing better than the great outdoors, especially when you have a great lawn and being outside enjoying it. But let's be honest, when the mosquitoes attack,
It can be a real buzzkill. And just like the best defense against weeds is the team at Sanders Ground Essentials, the best defense against mosquitoes this summer is too. A monthly mosquito barrier from Sanders Ground Essentials can keep those mosquitoes away, which keeps my backyard parties going. On the web at sandersground.com. Sanders Ground Essentials. Let's get growing. Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
One of rock's legendary voices, the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm. The Release Tour, Friday, August 28th, Sarasun Casino Event Center, with special guest John Waite. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster. Don't miss the original voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm. New album out now. Produced by Sarasun Casino Resort.
It's Fort Thompson's annual sales tax free weekend, August 7th and 8th. Everything in the store, sales tax pay. 2 days only. Firearms, clothing, safes, ammo, waiters, store wide. Save 9.5% on everything in stock. Tax free weekend, August 7th and 8th at Fort Thompson.
Country music star and Arkansas native Joe Nichols joins Morning Mayhem each week, courtesy of Powers Truck Parts and Service. Does your heavy duty truck need service? Call Powers Truck Parts and Service with everything from headlights to taillights. Online at Powers truckparts.com. It's Joe Nichols with Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with Roger Scott, David Basil, Justin Moore, and Christian Weaver. Don't go away.
All right, it is 7:52 on this Thursday, August 6th here in Hot Springs at the new Family Market. Albert Pike Road and Piney Junction.
Yep.
Hendricks Family, store number 4, as they continue. When they open stores, they are perfect in every way. So appreciate the Hendrickses having us out there. David Hendricks Jr. joined us, as well as Steve Qualls, who has got Design Labs right around the corner. Steve, thanks for all the stuff you do for our shirts and mugs and hats and all kind of things. We've already seen a couple walk in. Some of our listeners.
Yeah.
Are wearing those. Justin,
yeah, got a lot of people listening from Hot Springs. They're getting some texts. Hello, Hottie and Blair, working this morning.
Hey, Hottie.
Hey, come get you some gas right now.
Tonight, Roger will be at Mainline Sports Bar doing trivia.
And Family Markets have given me those tumblers to give away and $25 gift cards to Family Market to give away that I give away at trivia here in Hot Springs every week while supplies last. And when they run out, of course, I go and hit David up and say, hey, David, you know I'm out. Just want you to know.
A couple things. Someone says here on Middleton Nathan Air text line, I really like the running back from Memphis. He has a good football IQ. So his name is Sutton Smith. He's the kid who had the 65-yard run against us in the fourth quarter. He is a good-looking athlete. He's the one that went to SEC Media Days. I watched him yesterday. Between him and Braylon Russell, physically, that's a two good-looking physical guys that will be, you know, they can play some ball. So, matter of fact, you know, we're going to try, if you want to sponsor Caden Kittler, the center who we had last year. Matter of fact, all those guys, Justin, they shaved their heads. You know, it used to be back in the day you would do something crazy to get you through camp. So anyway, they shaved their heads yesterday or the day before.
Ugly haircuts, I think.
Yeah, is what he called them. Yeah, but if hopefully we'll get him sold with a sponsor. I wouldn't mind having Sutton Smith. He seems like a well-spoken young man and a guy who's sort of undersized, but boy, he's got. Physically, he is built. Of course, you know, Braylon Russell looks like,
he looks like a football player.
looks like the football player.
You know what? Even Jerry Jones might say he looks good in the shower.
Yeah, I'm telling you, in the backfield between our quarterback, which is KJ Jackson, and those two running backs, whoever, physically, you're like, okay. And then I tell you, the right side of the offensive line looks like as I mentioned, the transfer from Louisiana, 6'7", 350. And he looks the part. Again, can he go out and do that against SEC opponents? We shall see. Let's see here. Rebecca says, can we get those fries at the other Family Market store in Hot Springs? David said, yes, you can. Somebody said, we've had as many coaches as Big Joe has had different teams. That's about the truth.
Well, and I did hear from Big Joe.
Yeah.
I just sent him a message. You know what he sent me back?
I will say this. It was interesting, too, Justin. And I was telling the boys earlier, I had to get Kyle Parkins. I was like, I can't tell who all the coaches are. There's so many coaches. They've got like three offensive line coaches. We got the head offensive line.
Yeah, didn't we add like four or five?
Yeah, I don't know what the NCAA allows. It used to be like eight or nine back when I played. And then it got it to where it was 10. And now you've got.
I think everybody has 13, if I'm not mistaken.
Like official staff positions. But then they've got these analysts that are out there, too. Yeah. So you basically, it's almost like you've got, in Kyle Parkinson was mentioned last night. It is. It's almost like, you know, every position has like three coaches on the field, which you get a lot of attention, get a lot of coaching, but it also shows you the money. Holy cow. You know, back when I played, you had fewer numbers, and you've got so many, you know, social media people. You've got all the things going on. So it was quite impressive. 661-1037, we mentioned that you got the Hall of Fame game tonight on NBC. I think it's at 7 o'clock. Who did we say is playing? I've already forgotten. That's how unimportant it is.
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona.
At least Calgary.
Carolina.
Is it Carolina?
Not them again.
Panthers. I don't know.
Okay. It is the Panthers, yeah. And then, of course, we were trying to track down Joe. If we can't find Joe, that's fine.
You know what? We didn't find Joe. But, Baz, you know what else I found?
Oh, you found... Uh-oh, what did you find?
Been in the morning and I'm feeling fine. I gotta move it to 609. I tune the radio to the buzz because I don't want to miss shouting Los Angeles. And I don't want to miss shouting Los Angeles. A 609er is who I am. I'm the number one fan of a morning mayhem. I say the number one fan of a morning mayhem.
Yeah, boy.
That just happened.
I love it. Justin, we're trying to find, since we're going from this, the old...
Well, you helped me with it, but you know what? Because you called it 609er. I looked under everything except the 609.
It was under 609.
I was looking under the morning call, the K, all that stuff. So thank you, Bob.
It was so good to hear Paul Lills' calls yesterday. And because of Trip Keeter, we've got some new Paul's calls, right?
That you go to? We do.
Let's hear it.
They're right there underneath Paul's calls on the board. I had to go back and get it. Oh, here it is, right here. Got to go. Look at it right there. Boom. Thank you to Tripp. Let's do this one.
Tight end is Jodeen Davenport. Lucas and Smith are split in tandem to the wide side of the field. And now the Hogs have no back. Sterner dropping back. Looking. Throwing. It is complete. Smith. Touchdown, Arkansas. A 9-yard strike and the fireworks go off with 21 seconds left in the half, and Arkansas has taken the lead.
How about that?
Sounds wonderful.
It does.
It does. Let's see here. Rebecca says, I love that 609 song.
Thank you,
someone said the children's names listed earlier might as well be considered permission for the child to be bullied. Yeah, we gave the most unusual child names.
Howdy, one of them.
Yeah, weird. All right.
When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney.